I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It was random, bro. Out of nowhere, just say j-j-j-j. That's... Right, guys, before we get into the juicy juice, you need to shut up and listen to what we have
well.
To say.
Listen well. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the Log Cabin Tour is in full swing.
Full effect.
We drop our first show in Leeds on Thursday.
We do.
This Thursday, guys. Following that show, we have the after party.
We do. The first official
Log Cabin after party with your boys. We're gonna be in the dance floor holding wines and shaking stuff.
Facts. We're gonna be in there. The warehouse, Leeds. Let's go.
Warehouse in Leeds, guys. So if you live north of England, okay?
Facts.
Even if you live Midlands, head on over to the warehouse in Leeds. Mm-hmm, get your tickets, guys. The link is in the description.
Facts.
The link is in the bio.
Facts.
The link is linking.
Facts. It's everywhere.
Link us.
The link is linking. Link us. Facts.
I'm going to be touching toes, shaking stuff.
Touching toes.
I'm going to be grips and toes, shaking stuff.
Looking back at it.
And covering tum. So if you're trying to see it and grips, man.
Come through. Yeah, man.
Same with you guys in London.
Yes,
if you live south of the border, guys, you London dons, head on over to XOYO on the 11th.
Thursday
again,
night.
We're turning up.
We
cheeks
are.
Will be clapped.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Shoulders
man.
Will be shaking.
Hey, the little shimmy shimmy.
The drinks will be drinking. Your boys will be millie rocking.
The millies will be rocking, bro. Yeah,
and it's going to be a vibe.
It's going to be an
so come with
vibe.
Us. Turn up. Have some fun.
I can't wait.
Guys. We're going to be tipsy and chatting and dancing.
Yeah, I actually can't wait. So make sure you don't miss out. The Warehouse Leeds and XOYO London. Please don't miss out. Links are in the descriptions. Links are everywhere you need to know. It's going to be a vibe. We're going to be there. Rem's going to be there. Ellis is going to be there. So make sure you guys are there.
Everyone's going to be there.
Facts.
Guys. Right. Let's get into the episode.
Yes, sir.
IG question. What we got?
IG question of the week, guys. The last few weeks they've been hitting. And I'm going to keep it going. So the IG question of the week this week was, what's something you've done that you can't bring yourself to tell anyone about?
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
You guys with me?
Something you've done you don't want anyone to find out.
That you
can't tell
you
anyone.
You can't bring yourself to tell anyone about.
Oh, God. Okay, cool.
Anyone.
Cool.
I was the one who told my dad's girlfriend he was cheating on her.
What's wrong with you? That's taking bro code stuff to another level.
Bro code.
That's taking bro code my own son. What loyalty do you have to her?
No, it was a girl. It was a daughter.
Oh, it was a girl.
It was a daughter.
Okay, fair. I thought it was a horny teen.
Nah.
I heard that and thought ops.
Horny teen.
Ops, yeah. He was doing up stepmom fantasies.
It was a girl.
Okay, fair. She had no choice.
It was peak.
Yeah, okay, damn, fair.
Sent nudes to my 79-year-old neighbor. He paid $200 each pic. Would you?
Yeah, facts.
Would you, Rem?
Yeah.
Ellis?
Ellis is a liar, bro. $200 per pic, bro.
Per pic.
And you ask him, how many pics do you need? And he said, all of it.
As many as you want.
As many as you want.
I'm going to send two bills a pop.
I've got it.
To be fair, actually, I would, to be fair.
You can pop them every day.
There you go. That's red sorted.
True.
That's lifestyle sorted.
Are you?
I'd ask for 250, I'll be cheeky.
Shut up. Would you do it for two? I would ask for 250 and be cheeky. Answer the question. Be cheeky. Shut up.
I mean, show me how much you're worth.
For 250, is there put something in there? Is there put something in there? If you want to get cheeky,
you can get cheeky.
Let's get cheeky.
Put something in it. I can't receive a DM or a message from a 79-year-old saying that.
Bro, I would love that to turn around on you. Because I'll be sending him all the cheeky stuff for my humble two something.
Yeah.
Because you'll say, run me 250, let's get cheeky.
Let's get cheeky.
And he said, all right, put something in there. And he'll be like, no, all right, two's fine. And he say, no.
250 or nothing.
250 or nothing. And then you're all there just violated. And we're just doing up skimpy skimps.
Oh, shit, that's jokes. I once shat behind a tree. A dog comes over and the owner thinks it's the dog shit. She picks it up.
That. I wouldn't sleep.
If you were the dog owner.
No, bro. If I'm the
if you're said person shitting behind the tree.
Yeah, if I'm the one who did it and I watched someone else do that, I wouldn't sleep.
Why?
Because it's like they're really, God just doesn't protect us from anything. He literally lets it all unfold.
Let's see what happens now.
Bro, he just lets anyone do what they want and get away with it.
God really doesn't protect anything. Hilarious. Oh, livid. I call in sick once a month and pretend to go to work in the morning and have a me day. I mean, there's only so many times you can get away with that though. Calling in sick once a month? That's habit.
You can get away, I know the corporate ladder, bro. Yeah. You can get away with 10 in a year.
10?
10 incidences.
Okay.
In a year.
Okay.
And you get like I used to get like a verbal warning on like number 5.
On incident number 5.
Incident number 5, they'd be like, brother.
Yeah, you're taking
this. This is number 5. You've got 5 more, but we're on to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, calm. And these are incidences, not days.
Okay.
So you stretch it out and you can sign yourself off for a week. Mm. Best believe I was off 10 weeks a year.
Oh, swear.
100%.
Because
I would only intend on taking one day.
Okay.
And then you realize, why am I going back tomorrow?
Facts.
Because it turns out a sprained ankle doesn't heal in one day.
It turns out. Yeah.
I have to be off for the whole time. The worst thing is though, is where you have to spread it out.
Mm.
You can't be just doing it every month.
Okay.
So you have to be tactical with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the peak ones was when I actually got ill.
Yeah.
Or actually hurt myself.
Because
I remember I did a week one time. And then on the Friday, I went to jujitsu, buggered my neck.
Yeah.
I couldn't move my head.
The boy who cried wolf, bro.
The boy who cried wolf. I drove into work shaking.
He said, please.
Bam.
I can't make it.
I was thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Because
I can't call in sick again. Because they'd be like, swear down. How did you even hurt yourself? Mm. You were off sick.
Mm.
How did you hurt your neck? So I had to firm it with a bus up neck. I was livid. I was thinking, I'm never calling sick fake again.
I bet. Yeah, you are definitely the boy who cried wolf, bro.
Oh, thanks, 100%. Bro. But then I did it the next month. I did it every other month. I couldn't stand it in there.
I bet you couldn't, bro. All right, next one. I fantasize about sleeping with my wife's sister. Fantasize.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise... I mean, it surprises me a little bit, but like, I can imagine like, certain relationships, because this is the way I see it. Like, I think about this a lot.
Mm.
This is a bit harsh.
Okay.
But it's what I think about a lot.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
If I'm bearing in mind, I'm not punching down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this because I think I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this just as the way I see the universe.
Okay.
If I'm a 6,
mm-hmm.
if I'm a 5.
Mm-hmm. Average, yeah.
If I'm a 5.
Yeah, average Joe, yeah.
And my lane is 5s.
Mm-hmm.
And a pattern of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm a 5 and she's a 5 doesn't mean I think I'm a 10 and she's a 10.
Okay.
So I love her. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
If her sister's a 7,
yeah.
I know she's out my league.
Yeah.
But she's around my house every 3 days.
Yeah.
And we giggle and we drink.
Yeah.
And we're says familiar. I'm funny.
Yeah, we're familiar. And she
thinks I'm funny. She knows when I get a haircut.
She's
found out I'm size 11 and said,
Yeah!
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it can pattern.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I actually think she's down. And she's banging.
Yeah.
She wouldn't dare.
Yeah, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't dare.
No, you're deluded.
You're deluded and you get lost with it. Yeah. And then you fantasize about banging your sister-in-law. Mm. Yeah, that's how these things spiral.
Damn, that's good insight. That's good insight. All right, run it back. What's something you've done that you can't bring yourself to tell anyone about? I've only been with married men. damn, that's a kink. I've only been with married men.
If I can you imagine being her therapist and you're married?
I dropped my pen. Yeah. I dropped my pen.
I'll wipe the white from my mouth.
I've ripped my glasses out so you were safe. Legs folded, everything.
Facts.
Like these.
With the notepad here, I would hear that. And I would literally just wipe the corners of my mouth. And you'd, she'd hear me like, oh Jesus.
God damn it. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
married
wow.
men, you say?
I only bang married men.
She's looking at you. Looking at you deep. Deep in your soul.
For fam, I'd be thinking, how deep is a malpractice suit anyway?
Facts.
Yeah, what's it really, what are they gonna do?
Well, what are they gonna
do? We're short on therapists.
Facts, this is Dr. Client privilege.
Yeah, slap on the wrist kind of thing.
No one else is gonna know but me and her.
Fam?
That's hilarious.
So I'll drop my pen.
I'll drop my pen immediately. Immediately.
I would be thinking, this game's not for me, bro. This job's not for me, bro. It's tantalizing. Aquili, what do you mean?
I've only been with married men. Nah.
Since when, bro?
Facts,
I was say, when did you lose it? When did you lose that V card? Only married men.
Yeah, she's
You're a freak.
She's got experience.
Yeah, you're a freak.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm writing my notes.
Yeah.
Freak.
Freakily. Freak-a-leak, bro.
Freak-a-leak.
Wow.
Oh my days, that's hilarious. Went through my friend's phone and saw a video of her stepdad giving her mum head.
In her phone?
This is...
Where did she find that? Or did she take it?
Questions, bro. Questions I don't have the answers to.
Yeah, nah.
Questions
nah.
I can't see
stuff like that.
Pissed on my ex's hand when he fingered me.
That's disgusting.
I'm great at stealing anything when I need to.
Wow.
I'm great at stealing anything when I need to.
What?
When push comes to shove, it's mine regardless.
Like when?
Flipping hell, that's hilarious.
Oh, theft gets your blood going.
Doesn't it, Charles?
Fam, when I was 14, theft gets your blood going.
When I was a little teenager,
yeah.
Me and Primark were like this.
Bro,
me and Primark were like this.
Okay, yeah. I never stepped up to clothes.
Oh, I did.
That's theft. That's grand larceny.
I remember I bopped into Primark, put a gilet on and bopped out.
See, that's too scary for me. I was on the sweets and Lucozades. A cold Ribena? Yeah, I'm having that. A lil' can slide in my Parker pocket? That's me all day. Wine gums?
Yeah.
Ooh, I couldn't get enough.
Yeah, I stole sweets.
Yeah.
I stole sweets, I stole
man
money,
said
I stole
Primark.
I stole gilets.
Put on the clothes in broad daylight.
Yeah, put on the clothes, snap the tag off and walk out.
I don't have that level of confidence. Because if the security guard stops you, it's long.
Because
I was up in doing a corner shot, there's no security.
Yeah, true.
I just need to not turn up here again.
True.
But one time, a lady chased me out of one stop.
No.
Fucking chased me out.
Tell me.
Bro, me and my boy Rob, he was bait with it. He couldn't get enough. Bro.
Oh, he was addicted to the lifestyle.
Bro, African brother like you. Just couldn't, like, yeah. Just like you in a casino. He couldn't get enough, bro. He didn't know how to hold back.
Man said African brother like you.
Bro, he couldn't get enough, bro. Once he got away with it, he needed more.
Yeah, adrenaline.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's so good.
Jarring, bro. I was doing it like calculated. Once I know what I can get away with, I'm not taking any more, bro.
Yeah.
If it's one can and one sweet, that's where we'll wrap.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
maybe if there's only, if they're low on staff, she's not paying attention, maybe two sweets.
Mm.
Bro, he went in there and I need to buy something now and again.
Of course.
This is my local.
Stealing from your local's peak.
Bro, this is my local. I don't want to do him dirty like that. I'm going to buy something.
Yeah.
I'm going to teeth some stuff and I'm going to buy some shit.
Balance.
So fam, lilt. Bang, pocket. Wine gums, bang, pocket. I'm getting some Doritos and I'm paying like a man.
Yeah.
And you know when they have that spherical mirror?
Yeah, so you can see, she can see around what's going
fam,
on.
Fam?
Yeah.
I was paying, la-di-da. I seen her just looking, she wasn't looking at me. I seen her just looking up. I looked up, he was having a field day. Fam, he was in the aisle just.
No. Any pocket he could find.
Any pocket he could find, overflowing, bro.
Oh, poor. That's poor form.
Fam, I looked up and my heart was racing,
Did
bro.
Did she clock that you were like an accomplice?
Nah. I was started to walk out. And she said, both of you stop right there.
No, see that? Nah,
I died. I dashed the evidence in someone's fucking front garden. I fucking dipped. She said, I know who you are. Don't come back.
Oh,
I went to shake it, but he was giggling. He was fucking giggling. And it was my local.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I still know what shop it was till now, bro.
Damn,
down the road from my mum's, bro. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Damn, bro. He was I know the shop you're talking about.
Yeah, you've been there, bro. The one stop, bro.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I said, what's wrong with you, cuz?
Damn.
Man said, shut up, man. We got away with it. I said, no, we didn't, bro. I can't go back.
So we got away with it.
We got away with it.
Oh, you dashed your stuff. He took everything.
He took everything. He wasn't dashing nothing because he's a villain as well. Because he was like, he's the kind of guy that's like, I wish he would catch me because he would just pump her up. He was crazy, bro.
No, he wouldn't.
I'm not a liar. He would just pump her up. He was tapped, bro.
Oh, wow.
He couldn't get enough of it.
Oh, wow.
Once he got a taste of crime, he wanted the whole he wanted the whole banquet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted the whole thing.
Oh, mad.
Yeah, next thing he was shot in weed. Next thing he was, bro, he was a criminal and he was obsessed with G-Unit. That's all I remember about him. Bro, he was the only bro that paid for them G-Unit kicks. It didn't make sense, bro.
Oh, my.
We used to walk to school and he wouldn't shut up about 50 Cent. He was shut up about it. It was random, bro. Out of nowhere, just say that's bro, swear down. You're walking from RE to art, man would just say it was fucking jarring, bro.
That's hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus, that was hilarious. Right. What's something you've done that you can't bring yourself to tell anyone about? I pursued these triplets and was rejected by all of them.
Oh, God.
So
that's
deep.
Tough, bro.
That's it was a chick.
Triplet Brez.
Triplet Brez, yeah.
And all of them said, nah, bro.
Nah. That would do something to your confidence.
Fam, and I would love to be one of the twins in that conversation that evening.
Mm.
When twin number two.
Yeah.
Says, or triplet number two says, bro, you'll never believe who tried to move to me today.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You'd be like, who? Sally McGarvey, yeah. Bro. And then the triplet number one be like, fam!
She tried to move to me today.
Yeah, fam, she tried to move to me as well. And triplet number three is vexed, bro. Yeah. And then he comes back the next day like, fam,
you
never
want to believe it.
And they're like, oh, of course you did. Yeah, she moved to you. Oh, of course she did.
Of course she did.
Yeah, dickhead.
Hey,
I'm like, well, she did, bro.
I can prove it.
Yeah.
We're not begging. Oh my days. That's hilarious. I wrote One Direction fan fiction, bro.
Damn,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Do you know what I found out late in life?
Well,
I swear, someone can corroborate this. I swear down Twilight is like Harry Potter fan fiction.
Never heard of that.
Twilight is some kind of fan fiction.
Didn't know that.
No, everyone's saying it's wrong.
Oh, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's just a load of bollocks.
That's probably as much bullshit as Who
so
Had's.
So cutthroat,
isn't it? It's as much bullshit as Who Had's friggin'
broccoli.
Yeah. Man-made broccoli. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was wild.
But did it address it as a rumor?
Yeah. Literally.
It was
okay,
a rumor, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
It was a rumor, yeah.
Man says a bunch of bullshit. Didn't even smile when he said
nothing.
It.
Nothing. Nothing. Just swim with his chair back.
A bunch of bullshit. All right,
that's hilarious.
At least I acknowledge this is a rumor. I got lost in the rumor.
That's
calm.
Jokes. Got pregnant on purpose to see if he would choose me or his wife and kids. He obviously chose her.
Obvious. He obviously chose her.
He obviously chose her.
But that's the thing as well. Like,
the fuck was
what is this? Bring your kids to work day.
Fam.
That scared me.
Fam.
Is that like a horror movie?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. My heart left me for a second.
Bro.
That was scary.
Bro, that was terrifying. But yeah, if he's got a wife and kids, citing and kid doesn't trump wife
yeah,
and kids.
Facts.
On obviously he chose them.
On what planet do you think he's going to choose you?
Oh, the fact that she said obviously is mad.
When I was a kid, I tried on my mom's bras and shit. I still don't know why.
That's a bit nuts. I mean, is it? I used to try my mom's shoes on.
Did you?
Heels, bro. Facts. I didn't understand. It's just fascinating to me.
Did you rap?
Yeah, I tried on a couple of mom's heels before.
Yeah, heels. Just heels? Yeah, stockings.
Yeah, heels. I mean, I don't know about stockings. That was wild.
Just me? No, I'm playing, I didn't do stockings, just heels.
Ellis, what have you tried on?
Ellis tried on everything.
The only thing I've done is literally like, you know, if you need to go in the garden or something, nearest shoes, mum's, bang. That's facts, it. I've not actually gone and modelled in the mirror or anything.
I didn't model in the mirror, bro. I was just like, high heels are fascinating to me.
So you tried your, you walked down the hall and back?
Nah, just in my mum's room. I couldn't make it to the hall, bro. Oh. I was clunking around. I wasn't making it to the hall, bro. Just took them out of the wardrobe. Just yeah. Fair. And then I'm like, say less. Fair. It's difficult.
Yeah, I've
got on my day.
I've never done that. Bras, crepes or whatever, nothing like that. Nothing like that. That's crazy. I tried sucking my own dick and succeeded.
Oh dear. Fam, not gonna lie. I've never tried that.
But
nothing. To be fair, when I was like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. When
I'm
I was
listening.
Like, how old was I? When I was like 11 and I heard about that Marilyn Manson thing.
Oh, you see, he took out a rib cage. He took out.
There was a rumor that he took out like two ribs so he could suck himself off. You have to try. When you hear that rumor, you're like, how hard is it?
No pun intended.
Facts. And then you try and you just fail and you get on with your day. No?
Did you get on with your day?
Yeah, facts, but I couldn't reach. I couldn't reach, bro. If I could, it might be a different story. But I can't. But at the same time, I couldn't feel tall in my mouth. Even if it's mine, I couldn't feel tall on my tongue.
But I don't think as an 11, 12 or like preteen kid, that's your first thought, that I've got tall in my mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because as a 32-year-old man, that's your first thought.
Yeah, that's tall in my mouth.
Fuck, I've got tall in my mouth.
Yeah.
Whereas so as a teen,
it's the same as a finger. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
It's just an appendage, bro. It's just a fucking appendage. And it's in my mouth. I don't
facts.
Care.
Yeah, I could be sucking my own thumb, my own toe.
Yeah. And it wouldn't get good to me either. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be sensy like that.
It'll be well weird.
Yeah, it just feel like it'll touching. It wouldn't feel good.
Would you actually neck yourself if you could?
No.
Not now. I mean, like, if you could as a kid, do you think you would neck yourself?
Nah, I wouldn't have, like, because I think as a kid, like I'm saying, if I reached and it touched my tongue, it wouldn't get good to me. So I have no reason to carry on sucking it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just madness. Because what am I doing? I don't suck anything else. So why am I just continuing to do this?
True. There's no like transferable skills towards it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. So no way.
Okay, God, it's jokes. Man said, I'm not gonna lie. When I'm alone, I take all my clothes off to eat my chicken wings.
That's flipping crazy talk.
All my clothes.
Do you know how banging chicken wings have to be? For me to get undressed.
It has to be banging and slippery.
Yeah.
They need to be smothered in something. And I need to be naked and just an apron. Just a bib.
Facts.
Yeah, because I'm going straight in the shower.
Slippery.
They have to be slippery. They have to be. You know them ones where you're trying to break the wing apart?
And it slips just, like, the knuckle slips off your fingers.
Facts.
Yeah.
Going straight to the toilet and straight in the shower.
That's crazy talk. You have to love wings, bro.
Facts.
You have to love wings.
That's something else. I change my own name on my phone to my ex's name and text myself to feel like it's him again. That's down bad, bro. To feel like it's him again. I stalked my own boyfriend in a wig to watch him go on dates.
What's wrong with these women?
Bro.
How can you love someone this much?
Bro. I couldn't. In a wig, I couldn't, bro. Because I know it's you.
Yeah. Oh.
I know it's you. We're not playing this dance. And when I caught you, don't dip your head and hide.
Yeah.
Face me.
Face me and I'm drapesing it off.
You've caught me, fine, but I'm drapesing it off. We've caught each other.
Yeah, and I better not see like the netting under. It needs to be freelance. I can't see that with as much preparation.
Oh, facts.
I can't see the baby hair slicked
facts.
And the hair netted or cane road. If it's cane road, I'm
crazy.
I'm applying for satin. I'm applying for satin on you, bro.
Because you need help.
Yeah.
You need medicinal help. That's jokes. A girl told me my nut wasn't tasting as fresh as it used to be. I had to confirm myself.
Oh, bro, no. I didn't think it was going to spin that way.
It spun that way.
Dad, why would you say that to me? No, I'm saying the girl.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Why would you say that to me?
It's not tasting as
it's
normal.
It's not tasting as like fresh.
As fresh as you used to.
What you been eating, bro?
Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean what I've been eating? Don't put me in a corner like that.
Literally.
What do you mean what I've been eating?
Yeah, facts, bro.
Oh, nah, don't put me in a corner like that. I'm livid. I'm livid about
that.
Yeah,
your pump stinks more than usual. But how here we are.
Here we are. Here we are.
I'm in there.
I'm in there always.
Working.
You're swinging,
flip
bro.
For sake, man.
Oh, God. My friend used to massage his mum's feet for a fiver.
Oh, God.
I remember.
What?
Let me land. Go. I remember this was when I was probably like year 9 or year 10. I had a family friend that lived maybe like 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
He used to go to his yard quite a bit during like summer holidays and stuff. His pops used to make his son.
Your boy or the other son?
My boy.
Yeah.
His pops used to make his son, or him rather, shave his armpits while he was laying on the sofa. So he'd lay on the sofa like this. He'd lay on the sofa watching TV, have one on my mother's life, James. On my mother's life. He'd lay on the sofa, watch TV, probably watching like I don't know, some Nigerian channel. Who knows?
Yeah.
Arm like this, one singular arm like this. He'd get the ting and he'd just tell him to shave me. He say, shave me.
Nah,
and
bro.
And then flip and do the other one. I couldn't, guest in New York,
that's
I couldn't
nuts.
Believe what I was witnessing.
That's nuts.
But you have to keep quiet because that's something I've never seen in my life, bro. That's something I've never
I'll
seen in my life.
I'll be terrified to
and
see
it's
that.
Not something I've remembered till now. I couldn't believe
I can
that.
Tell, bro. You would have said that day one.
I couldn't believe
that's
what I was
juicy seeing. News.
I couldn't believe that, bro.
Shave me.
Bro, it was
I promise
wild.
You, I'd leave there. That's the kind of stuff that I would grow into and be thinking, nah, something went on in there.
Yeah.
Something went on in there.
When you start looking back, you figure this yard wasn't wholesome.
Wow.
It wasn't the one. Last but not least, I had a massive crush on my boy's twin sister. It was kind of weird because they looked alike.
Brother, one of my boys has a twin sister. Actually, I have two boys who have twin sisters. Mm-hmm. One of them doesn't look like, but another boy who I met later in life, he has a twin sister. She looks just like him. It's terrifying. Oh. And to the point where like, he used to tell me about like her boyfriends and stuff like that. And I used to want to stop him and be like, no offense, bro.
Yeah.
Have the boyfriends met you? Because I can't see her as a female.
Wait, who talked about your boy used to
my
talk
boy
about your,
used to talk about his sister
boyfriend.
The boyfriends.
Okay.
He'd be like,
okay.
Oh, my sister's boyfriend came over with my sister the other day. Okay, and when he's talking, all I used to think about is like, have they met you, bro?
Oh,
because as soon as I saw her, I was like, yuck, she looks just like you. As butters, bro.
Damn.
I couldn't see it. If I was dating her, I couldn't meet him.
Facts. Because the similarities were throwing
it's,
me
literally,
off.
Literally, it's just hair.
Really?
It's the difference. It's just the hair, bro. Nuts. Couldn't believe it.
Mad. Damn.
It actually made me feel like uncomfortable how much they looked alike.
That's peak.
It is peak, actually.
That is peak.
It is peak. It's not her fault.
It's nobody's fault.
It's nobody's fault. It's not his fault. It's not her fault. But do something about it.
It's literally no
one's we have
fault.
Doctors for this kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
I'm playing. Anyway.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Yuzuru.
Happy Monday. Fun day. As we said earlier on the episode, guys, our tour starts this week.
It really
does. Stopping off in Leeds on Thursday. Yes, after parties, make sure you jump in.
Yes,
if you are coming to show, if you're not coming to show, I don't care. Just come, wine something.
Yeah, man.
Grips the wall
grips
and
the wall
shake
and hold
something.
A wine. Yeah, man.
But anyway, guys, if you are enjoying the show so far, if you've been binging a few episodes and you think, I want a bit more, and I can't be asked to be waiting every week, please head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs, where you will find, for a measly £3 a month,
10p a day,
you can run the P to SNG and you'll get years of backlog content. You will get access to our flourishing Discord channel where you can build a community with the rest of the cult babies.
Indeed.
You'll get early access to our live show tickets, to our after party tickets, to anything we've got going on. You'll get preferred opportunities over there. And you get to run around calling yourself a cult baby for real.
The most important.
Guys,
If you're watching us on YouTube, please, please, please subscribe to the channel. Mm. Please subscribe to the channel. It means everything to us. It makes a massive difference.
It does.
And we want that gold plaque. We've been chatting about it and it's not happened yet. So fix it. And as always, guys, if you are listening on any of the podcast apps, it would be amazing if you could leave a 5-star review. If that's how you feel, if that's not how you feel, this time, I'm going to change the narrative. Keep your opinion to yourself. Facts, bro. Because I just want positivity around me.
Peace and positivity.
Yeah, so if there's negative comments to be had, just say them to yourself out loud. Facts. Or a friend. But let's not put them on the internet.
Yeah, let's keep them at the World Wide Web.
Yeah, because there's something we're trying to portray here. Facts. And the negativity is dipping us. But now I'm playing. I think I've seen like 2 in my entire life. So thanks for that, guys. But anyway, thank you for joining us. Let's jump straight into, I have no idea what it's going to be this week. Top five.
So yeah, top five this week. Ellis, you should be happy. You should be proud. Okay, cool. You should feel privileged. The top five is games today.
Yes, let's go.
So, if you don't win this, bro.
There's so much pressure now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's your business. You ask me for week in, week out for games, you got games.
Okay.
So the top five question of this week is, can you name me the top 5 best-selling video games of all time?
All time.
Oh, damn it, man.
Ooh.
You don't have to obviously give it to me in chronological order, like 5 to 1, but just give me the 5.
Damn. All right, I'm locked in.
Me too.
I'm locked in, but I've got one that I don't think.
I'm not sure of any of mine.
I'm confident with 4 of mine.
Four or five. Okay, let's go Rem first then. I'm gonna write your answers down as well.
Yeah,
let's go.
All right, in no particular order.
Yeah.
Top 5 selling games of all time.
Yeah.
I've got Halo 3.
Yeah.
FIFA 2020. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Pokemon Sapphire.
Good shout, actually.
It's one of my favorite ones. Tekken 3 as well.
Tekken 3.
Yeah.
So we've got Halo 3.
2 over 3.
Yeah, I think, yeah, 2 when 2 is closer to the age when we would have been like 2, 3.
I banged Tekken 2.
That's the first game I ever had.
Yeah. I think that was the first game I had.
First game I ever had, bro.
Halo 3, FIFA 20, Black Ops 3, Pokemon Sapphire, Tekken 3. Locked in.
Cool.
Yeah. Ellis, you're up.
Okay. So nervous. Oh, I love it.
Honestly. Ellis, you're up. Yeah. So, no order. So, I've got Sonic, the first one.
Sonic 1.
What a shout.
Last of Us, because I know that did well. Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
The original, the first one. I've gone for GTA 5, because it's literally the biggest game.
Good shout, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone plays it.
Good shout, bro. That didn't even come into my head.
Yeah. GTA 5 and Last.
And then, this is the gamble. Pong. It was the first ever game.
Yeah.
It was the first ever game.
Oh.
First ever video game ever created.
Yeah.
So it's got to have... So,
P-O-N-G, yeah.
Yeah, Pong. Yeah.
Say less.
Good shit, Ellis. Good.
So yeah, let's see.
That's a dub.
Jimmy, you're up.
Right, in no particular order.
No particular order.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, Space Invaders, God of War, and Halo 3 as well.
So just to recap, Rem, you got Halo 3, FIFA 20, Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Pokemon Sapphire, Tekken 3. Ellis, you're locked in with Sonic number 1, Last of Us, Super Mario Bros., GTA 5, Pong. Jimmy locked in with Super Mario Bros, Street Fighter, Space Invader, God of War, Halo 3.
And you said you're going to do top 10?
I'm going to do top 10.
Oh, I feel sick.
I'm so annoyed.
So number 10 was Pokemon Gen 1.
Damn.
57 million sold worldwide.
Wow. Pokemon Gen 1? Is that Pokemon Red?
That would have been...
Or was that red, yellow, blue, red, green?
Gen 1 would have been red, yellow, blue, yeah. Maybe gold?
Don't even remember that one.
Yeah, Pokemon Red on the Game Boy. That's the first one I had.
That's too old for you, bro.
That would definitely be too old for you.
The first one I remember was Emerald.
Oh my God.
Wow, you're young.
That was the first one I ever got, bro.
I stopped playing Pokemon when they started changing them kind of colors.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Pokemon, so Gen 1, I'm assuming is, because I'm pretty sure red, yellow, and blue, whatever.
Yeah.
With all the exact same.
Yeah.
In Japan, and I think green as well. Because it's the...
It's red and green, yeah. The area-defined original Pokemon was available on 2 versions at launch, red and green. Before coming to other territory as Pokemon red and blue. And the yellow version came out after when the Pikachu edition came out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So when you're saying sapphire, yeah.
No, I said sapphire. He said,
yeah, when he said emerald.
Yeah. I stopped. Like,
when you said sapphire, I thought you were going to say Pokemon Red. Mm. And if you would have said Pokemon Red, I would have been like, fuck, that's definitely in there. Mm. But that's number 10.
That's number 10.
All right, cool.
Number 9. Super Mario Bros.
Oh.
Why are you happy?
Because I know we're not going to do top 5, but if none of us get any in the top 5, it's going to be closest, no?
You've got to give, yeah. Technically, you would give that.
All right.
What, you're just going to say it's in there and then just let me lose?
we'll see if any of you in the top 5.
All right, cool.
Number 8, Overwatch, 50 mil.
I was going to write Overwatch, bro.
Wow.
So Super Mario is 48 mil, by the way. Overwatch, 50 mil. Number 7, with 50 plus mil, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Do you know what?
I was going to write Red Dead.
When he said GTA, first thing I thought of was Red Dead. Yeah, straight away.
You know, they want to make a movie of or series.
They should.
Yeah. I think they're going to do a movie, actually.
They have to.
Jack Black wants to make a movie.
They have to.
Two movies.
Red Dead's awesome.
I know for a fact Halo 3 is in the top 5.
Number 6.
I bet it's not.
Number 6, with 60.46 mil. Mario Kart 8 plus Deluxe.
Interesting.
Mario Kart. Okay.
That doesn't surprise me though. Everyone plays Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Everyone plays Mario Kart.
True.
Number 5.
I actually feel sick.
Oh, gosh.
With 75 million.
My butt's tight.
Player Unknown's Battleground.
Oh, PUBG.
PUBG, bro.
I didn't think about
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Should have clocked that actually.
PUBG was doing its thing back in the day.
It was.
Number 4, 82.9 million. Wii Sports.
Wii Sports?
Fuck off. No one fucking plays that.
Yeah.
It's all the really? Youth. There was that era.
Fuck those kids, bro.
There was that era. Everyone had a
Wii.
Wow.
So where are we at on this, bro? We've got 3 left.
Number 3. With 175 million, only one of you got this. Only one of you got this.
Give it to me.
GTA 5. No.
Only one of you
got this. It's
got
to be GTA 5. It has to be GTA.
GTA 5.
Yes. Let's go.
Go on, Ellie.
Okay.
I'm actually happy.
GTA 5.
Okay.
175. I think everyone has either played it or still has it.
Everyone has it.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. GG's.
Okay.
Number 2, with 238 million sold. Minecraft.
Oh, good shout!
I didn't even think about Minecraft.
Wow, good shit. That didn't even cross my mind, bro. Jarring. What's number one? Get it over with.
Number one with more than half a million, 520 million. Tetris.
Tetris?
Big man. You see that Street Fighter there?
Yeah.
Do you know what was under that before I rubbed it out? Fucking Tetris. But do you know why I rubbed it out?
Why?
Was because I was on TikTok the other day and I saw a clip from a film about the invention of Tetris.
Okay.
And it was a guy trying to sell Tetris to Game Boy and have it included with the Game Boy. Mm. So the reason I rubbed it out is because you don't buy it. It comes with the Game Boy. I fucking had Tetris in there!
Yeah. So well done, Ellis.
Well done.
Even though it was one out of five, you got one.
Let's go,
Ellis. Round of applause for Ellis.
Let's go.
So that's 4-2-1
scores.
Yeah.
4 for Jimmy, 2 for Rem. Ellis is off the board. He's off the mark.
Let's go.
He's got 1 point. We go again next week.
Nice one.
Thank God you won that.
Thanks God.
Livid about Tetris.
That was a good one.
I'm really surprised Last of Us is not even top 10. Because I know that's sold. Yeah. Like, people are.
It could be in top 20, to be fair.
Won awards and everything.
I'm surprised Halo 3 isn't, bro.
Yeah, true. Halo 3 was.
Halo 3 was the most anticipated game I'd ever heard anyone talk about ever.
Do you know what?
That was when we were in year 12.
College time, sixth form. Grinding that. Yeah. If we did franchises, I would have dubbed that. I didn't think about it properly though. Specific games, I didn't think about it.
You want to do franchises?
I didn't think about it. There's no way FIFA, Halo ain't up there as franchises for top earned. No way. They make cake.
Yeah, FIFA, NBA 2K.
Yeah. Because they're reoccurring. Literally every single year. They're just bringing in
FIFA now though, haven't they? And they're changing it now. They're changing it now.
Yeah, they've changed it.
Isn't it EA Sports? Something?
Don't know.
Something like
they have to change it for some reason. They've lost
license
rights
or something. Yeah. Something.
What used to be the FIFA competitor? Was it Pro Evolution Soccer?
Pro Evo.
Pro Evo.
Yeah, I remember that.
Busted ass game.
Bro. Busted What's ass the game? Point? There's just no point in competing.
Bro.
There was no point in dead competing. Team.
It was dead.
But yeah, that was top five, top five, top five, guys. Let us know if you got any of the answers in the comments below.
Moving on. Married at First Sight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be concise. Rem, let's do this, baby.
Let's
go. I wish Rem had a camera just then. Obviously, top five just finished. He was like this.
Scranning.
Straight back.
He's ready to chat.
Straight back
I'm
to
there.
Chat.
I'm there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
listening. I watched four episodes yesterday. So guys, I'm like still like six or seven behind. Mm. But bear with me. Mm. There's juice afoot. All
right, afoot.
Mm. There's juice afoot. And I've got some speculations as well.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right. So I can't remember where we left off, the last one.
Oh, neither can I.
But I'll run it up, right? Mm. I think last time I spoke about maybe Harrison throwing Dan under the bus.
Yes, actually.
And then man apologizing, blah, blah. He got him gifts.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and last time I spoke about... Okay, cool. Last time I spoke about Claire coming clean.
Yes.
And all of the drama.
To Jesse.
Yeah, wow, yeah. We've developed since then.
Yeah, we have.
That's boring old news.
That's behind
boring
us
boring old news.
Say less.
No one gives a damn anymore.
Say less.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Rem pick the couples and I will say where I'm at with them.
Okay.
Wait, have you got to... The retreat, yeah.
I've just finished the retreat.
Okay.
They've just got home from the retreat.
Calm.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, cool.
I'm here.
All right, cool. Talk to me about Duncan and Alyssa, fam.
Oh, fam?
Duncan, Alyssa.
Fam?
Okay.
Fam?
Okay.
The power couple of the whole show. Mm. This is what always happens. It happened last season as well.
Okay.
So last season, there was one Don, I can't remember his name. Lovely, lovely, lovely guy. Loves his mum, loves his sister, takes care of everyone. He got the cutest, most boring, quaintest little thing, and they were the most boring couple throughout the whole show. As soon as
you said that, the first time you started talking about myself, I think you said that.
As soon as it got into family week,
plot twist,
she twisted it, and she actually just before family week, she twisted it, and she was a bitch, bro.
To him or in general?
To all the other girls at first, she would gun for arguments at first, and her man just couldn't understand the beef of it, bro.
She wanted that screen time, boy.
Bro, she factually did. The producer pulled her aside and said, you're boring.
Yeah, do something.
Your ratings are rock bottom.
Yeah, do something.
Cook something up. That's all she did. And then when, obviously this is last season, when it went to like family week, they'd be staying with him. She'd be staying with him and all this stuff. And she'd be like, big man, stop going gym. It's so boring. You're wasting everyone's time. Stop. And he was like, rah, blood. This is my thing.
Allow me.
She's like, fucking boring. You're boring. Everything's boring, bro. Whatever. Do you love me or not?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
Alyssa is the new thing. Alyssa and Duncan. Duncan loves her. So Alyssa's got a ute, right? Duncan loves her, bro. And like, he's like, I'm on it. Like whatever you've got, whatever baggage you got,
I'll
give it all to me. I'm on it, bro.
Okay.
I came here for love and I came to get married.
Okay.
We love each other. We clap cheeks every night. What are you on? So they went to this couple's retreat. They all go to the house and all the couples have to live together for like a week, right? Prada, out of nowhere. Duncan would demand them one day.
Yeah.
He's just would demand them one day, playing tennis and
playing
laughing.
Playing tennis, giggling.
Fam, he goes into the bedroom just like, what a fun fucking day.
Yeah.
She's doing her makeup and she's just like, Man says, goes to give her a kiss on the cheek. What's going on, baby? What's going on? She said, do you know I exist, big man? He said, what? She was like, where the fuck have you been all day? This is a boy's holiday to you. I'm here alone. I need attention, Duncan. Give me attention. He said, fam, he said, whoa. I've been busy with the man, them. I didn't know you, why didn't you come and say something to me? She was like, I didn't know where you were. He was like, well, could you not find me?
Yeah.
Could you not come up to me? Could you not look for me? And he's like, big man, you're out here playing tennis. Why should I find you? He's like, so you did know where I was. Fam, she spun it all on me. And so anyway, she beefed him. And he's like, right, I'm so sorry. He took all the accountability. He said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that's how you felt. I'm sorry that's how you feel, but I'm here for you. So let's kiss, let's make up. Whatever I can do to make it better, I will do.
Yeah.
Fam, she went and ran off to the girls and was like, fuck Duncan. Bro,
what?
She ran off to the girls and said, fuck Duncan. Started crying. They're like, what's wrong? She said, this motherfucker's been airing me all day. When I brought her up to him, he said, I'm sorry you feel that way. And
how
is
she gonna chop and screw everything she said?
She chopped and screwed the whole thing.
Chopped.
Started crying her eyes out. And all the girls were like, fuck this guy.
Nah, man. These men seem to forget, like, we are watching you live. We're watching you live.
She spun the whole thing. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
I'd be in Duncan's DMs right there. She's lying, bro. She's lying. Read this.
Facts, bro. Facts, bro. I was living.
Fuck.
I sat up when I saw what she was doing. She's manipulating the whole thing,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's like, I need to know he's here for real, and he doesn't give me any affirmations, bro. Bro, all he does is give affirmations. That's all he does. And he's with the boys like, bro, I'm here for her. I tell her every day I'm here for her. I'm here for her, you, I'm here for this, I'm here for that. Bro, and I've told you before, he's handsome as fuck, Duncan. Mm. Bro, they're all talking. Taylor's talking about how her man is not her type. Mm. She randomly jumps in and was like, Duncan ain't my type for shit. All the girls said, pardon?
Excuse me?
Your man's banging, bro. What do you mean he's not your type? She said, fuck him, he's not my type. Fuck him, he's not my type. He's a hater and he's not my type, bro.
Chatting shit.
I need affirmations and I need a man.
Wow.
It was crazy, bro. She's been spinning for time. And the episode I'm on now that I had to pause because I had to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Is the dinner party.
Okay.
And I know at the ceremony it's all going to get revealed. She's going to keep running her mouth and he's going to tell his truth and the girls are all going to hear that she lied.
Facts.
I know that's what's going to happen. Facts. It has to happen.
Facts.
They need to leave the experiment once what she did. Yeah. She's a crazy person,
she's
bro.
She's loopy. Oh,
that's crazy,
it's
bro.
Nuts. Give me the next couple, bro.
Say less.
All right, let's go. Oh, I hate these two. Bronte Harrison.
My God. I thought we were saving this for last. We're jumping straight in, bro. Bronte and Harrison, bro.
I'm listening.
So I've told you, Harrison is a narcissist,
yes.
A manipulator,
yes.
A gaslighter. Yeah. He's everything bad about the world, bro.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He thinks he's Mandark. Bro, he sits and then giggles to himself. He thinks he's got the whole thing on a puppet thing. Yeah. He thinks he's puppeteering the whole charade, bro.
Oh,
everyone's God. Onto him and he thinks he's smarter than everyone. He's a crazy sociopath.
Okay.
Bro, so basically, obviously, they used to have their beef. Mm-hmm. Harrison's the one that draws the girl's number, deleted it.
Yeah, and he blamed his other boy.
Blamed his boy, threw Dan under the bus. Lies.
So last
few weeks, he's been coming out and just been like, bro, me and Bronte, we're here. One day, Bronte just like clicked her brain off and was like, I can't be asked to beef him anymore. Mm. So whatever we're doing together.
Okay.
Crazy, but admirable. Mm. She said, I walked down the aisle with this man.
I'm right.
Bronte's ride or die.
Okay.
She's willing to lose every brethren in this house to be with him. Mm. And she sees what he's on, and you can tell she's like, fuck my life. But she's like, I'm with you, bro.
I'm with you, yeah.
If you're with me, I'm fucking with you. Bonnie on Clyde.
Yeah, you with me or not? Yeah, say like.
Is you with me or?
Yeah.
Bam, that's it.
Yeah.
So Harrison has been moving brazy. Mm. And then, they're a power couple now, or they're moving like they're a power couple now. They get to the retreat, and basically all the girls pull Bronte to the side and said, your man's cracked, bro.
Okay.
He's manipulating you, he's gaslighting you, you need to lock him off. Mm-hmm. And she was like, stop, it's fine. And then Melinda's got a fucking mouth on her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she is one of those people, I know she means well.
Yeah.
She's one of these people that thinks she can say what she wants because it's the truth.
Mm, with no consequences.
And if I beef you about what you're saying to me, it's because I can't handle the truth.
Okay.
That's the kind of person she is.
Okay.
She'll say what the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, what did you
is
say
it the
to
truth
me?
Truth or is it her truth?
It's technically the truth. No, sometimes it's her truth. Okay. It mixes and matches.
Okay.
Sometimes it's the truth. Sometimes it's her truth.
Okay.
But she needs to mince her words.
Okay.
She needs to speak to people correctly.
Yeah.
So everyone's on a very, very lovey-dovey. Bronte, we're here for you.
Mm.
We are here for you. Mm. You need to understand your man's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Melinda jumps in and says, bro, the whole thing's toxic and you're fucking naive. Bronte said, pardon?
Excuse me?
She said, you're naive, brother. She said, say less, bro. I don't need to fucking hear another word of your mouth. Naive. She said, so I'm naive, so I can't think for myself. I'm dumb. You're saying I'm dumb, bruv. And she was like, big man, if the shoe fits, wear it. She said, Bronte said, cool.
Say less,
she said, you know what, let me go back to my room before I start throwing hands.
Yeah.
And as she's walked off, Melinda's like, bro, she's fucking naive. What do you want me to say? So the next day, Bronte's like, run me an apology now for calling me naive.
Mm.
Melinda, playing victim, she was like, big man, everyone at this table is calling me naive. Or everyone else is thinking it, I just said it. She's one of them bitches, bro. She said, everyone else is thinking it, bro, I'm just saying it. She said, swear, apologize now, bro. Mm. So, Melinda, she said, I'm sorry about the naive thing, mm-hmm. but it came from a place of love. Mm-hmm. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. They squashed it. Mm-hmm. Harrison, yeah, he wants everyone to break up.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, Harrison, he picks his targets and he needs to have them break up. For no reason.
But on his own,
no one can understand. Okay. So Melinda and Bronte, they've squashed it. They're boys again now.
Yes.
They tried to cook Harrison. He got away with it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Loud it. Then we had a boys' night and a girls' night. Mm-hmm. So once they've squashed this beef, Melinda and Evelyn got a bit tipsy and were like, let's sneak over to the boys' night and see what they're
doing. Oh, they were separate agendas, separate things.
Mm-hmm. See how they're confiding in one another.
Okay.
Bro. So sneak over to the boys and Harrison is grilling Leighton, which is Melinda's man, and said, bro,
Leighton. Okay.
I don't think you man are... He said, what's going on with you and Melinda? Mm-hmm. He said, bro...
Harrison's asking Leighton this.
Harrison said to Leighton, well, going for you and Melinda. Yeah. How you man doing? He said, bro, I really like her. We get along great, but sometimes we butt heads. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's up and down, but we're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Harrison said, bro, I'm not going to lie to you. Melinda's toxic, bruv. Mm. And like your whole relationship, it's a facade. You're among men. You need to tell the truth. Your relationship's a joke. Leighton... He's got a cock on him. He's a CEO with a cock on him. And he said, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, okay, let's
don't
go.
Chat about my relationship like
facts,
that.
Let's go.
Don't, what do you mean facade, bro? Yeah, how is it a facade when I just told you it's up and down? I'm giving you truths. Facts. And you're chatting me about toxic. Yeah. Don't even try it. Mm. I appreciate you trying to weigh in, but shut your fucking mouth when you chat to me. Mm. Harrison zipped it. Mm. But I told you, Melinda and Evelyn had snuck in to listen. Oh. They didn't hear Leighton say that. All they heard was Harrison say this toxic is this, is that.
Okay.
And Melinda was like, I can't hear another word of this. So they scurried back off. They caught snippets, ran back off. And Melinda with her hot head ran back over to Bronte and was like, coincidence, I just listened to your man gunning my relationship. What the fuck do you have to say about it? And then Bronte was like, did we not just squash this?
Yeah.
Are we joining the hit, big man? Yeah. Chat to me like that again and see what I do to you, bruv. She stood up immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, two nights in a row with this bitch.
Yeah.
First, she said, two nights in a row with this bitch, bro.
How are we joining that?
How are we joining the hip, bro? I speak for myself.
Facts.
Chat to me like that again, Melinda. I swear down, bro. So anyway. Bro, it was heated.
Yeah.
And then she's in there just, bro, like, what did I say, bro? Yeah. Don't chat to me about this kind of stuff. So she's back in her room shadow boxing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't take it anymore. Yeah. Harrison rocks up like, babe.
Shadow boxing.
Bro, she's in there. She's like.
She's bent up.
She's bent up, bawling.
Oh, shit.
I can't take it anymore. Why is she speaking to me like this?
Yeah.
So Harrison rocks up like, babe, what? Go on. So she says, bro, fucking Melinda and Evelyn snuck up on you, man, listening. Mm. And Harrison said, what? She said, they're listening to you, man. And she heard you cussing them out.
Yeah.
And now she's rocked up to me and said, well, how do you feel about it? Mm. Your man saying this, how do you, like, we're joined at the hip and some shit. Harrison said, say less. Leighton told me that they're not good and there's no future. Lied, bro.
Chat put.
When everyone knows Leighton gunned him, bro. He said, don't worry about Melinda and Leighton, bro. Leighton just told me that they're basically done, bro. There's no future.
When man just said it's up and down.
He said it's a bit up and down. It's not the side, but that's my girl.
I'm open and honest.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
He said, Leighton said it's chalked, bro. So Bronte said.
Say less. Say for that ammo.
So when they went to Bronte the next day, called Melinda and was like, let's have a chat, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have you chat to me about naive. Mm. I'm not going to have you chat to me like I don't speak for myself. Mm. I'm not going to have it, bro. I walked down the aisle with Harrison. He's my man.
Mm.
Don't throw stones at glass houses. Melinda said, throwing stones at glass houses? What the fuck are you talking about? And she said, I think you know what I'm talking about. And Melinda said, I don't think I do. And she said, maybe you need to chat to your husband if you don't know what I'm talking about. And she said, Wagwan. She said, your husband's running around telling all the boys that's chalked, bro. And you're talking about my man's a manipulator. Your man's running his mouth. She said, my hubby would never say that. She walked up to Leighton. And Leighton's not on smoke at all. She walked up to Leighton and said, look, Harrison's running bars. Mm. Did you say it or not? Mm. Leighton said, fuck no, I didn't say that. Yeah. Fuck no, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
She said, then let's run up on him right now.
Yeah. Let's
Melinda's
go.
Smoke. She said, run up on him right
let's
now.
Go, and Leighton said,
fuck that.
Yeah, yeah,
it doesn't matter what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'm telling you, I didn't say it. Mm. She said, now you need to be a man. Run up on him.
No, you can't see that.
Bro,
that.
She said, she turned, she broke the fourth wall, turned to the camera and said, someone speak to this man. I'm not talking English,
she
clearly.
Bro,
she brought a fourth wall, spoke to us and said, someone speak to him, bro.
Oh, wow. It's really real.
Fam, she stood up, and you know when it's not produced, because the camera's like
this. Yeah, the camera's shaking. Yeah, it's
really
real. She
said, someone speak to this bitch.
Yeah.
He ain't doing shit.
Fuck.
And Leighton said, cool. So they have a little dinner party later, mm-hmm. a couple drinks. I told you, Leighton's got a cock on him.
Yeah.
He takes his girl by the waist and said, let's squash some stuff.
Yeah. In front of everyone?
In front of, he pulled Bronte and Harrison to the side. Okay. And said, let's squash some shit on a real peaceful thing. Mm. And when he's talking, he loves to stroke his girl's back.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
She had a tight dress on. He stays stroking her back. He can't help it. He literally can't help it. Stays stroking it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when he's here, he's stroking ass.
That's a man.
He's a man, bro.
Say less.
There's a man.
Say less.
So he pulled her up and said, Bronte, what did you tell my wife that apparently I said? So Bronte, none the wiser, was like, yeah. Harrison told me that, blah, 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 blah. And Leighton said, swear. Harrison said, bro. Fammy turned to Bronte and said, no offense. I don't know what you're talking about. Fammy dashed her under the bus.
The bus.
He picked her and dashed her under the bus. He said, Bronte, to be fair, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
It was wild.
Bro, it was wild. And she's so puppeted.
She said,
bro, I must have heard it wrong.
No!
Yeah.
She said, Harrison, I'm sorry. And he said, it's calm.
Yeah.
He said, you fucked. He whispered, says, you fucked up, but it's calm. Yeah.
He said, I wish you never said that.
It. We're in this.
Harrison.
Yeah, fam.
She said, I'm sorry, I heard the wrong thing. Fam.
Master manipulator.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
He's a modern day pimp, bro.
It's emotional manipulation.
At its peakest. Crazy. She said, bro, I'm so, she said, babe, I'm sorry.
I've caused
this whole drama. He said, babe, it's fine. You fucked it, but it's fine.
Mm. But who said it? You fucked it?
Harrison
saying that to Bronte, fam.
He was like, babe, it's fine. And he was like, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You should not have done that. But it's calm. And I handle it. Your man's gonna handle it. She said, babe, I'm sorry.
Wow.
It was crazy, bro. So Leighton said, watch your fucking mouth. And then Harrison was like, bro, I didn't say that. Mm. My wife's chatting shit.
It's crazy.
It's squash now.
He can get himself out of anything.
Melinda came for blood though.
Yeah.
She was like, fuck this. Mm. You are this, you are that, you're fat. Leighton Harrison said word for word. He covered his wife's ears and said, Melinda just says stuff sometimes. Don't listen to her.
He covered her ears and said, child.
She just says stuff. Let her chat. She just says stuff. Mm. Fam, she was like, your relationship's fake, bro. Your relationship's fake. Bronte, turning around to everyone. Who else thinks my relationship's fake? Fam, couple people was not gonna lie.
They raised their hand.
Yeah, fam.
They said it's a bit fake because no one wanted to speak up. Yeah. But then they started pointing people out. Mm. Harrison was like, Claire, do you think it's fake or not? Claire was like, fam, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, a little bit.
Don't call my name.
If you're gonna call my name, you're gonna hear my truth.
Don't call my name, bro.
She said a little bit, bro.
Damn.
And then as soon as Claire said a little bit, everyone was like, facts, it's fake.
Fuck.
Harrison says, swear, you might think it's fake. Mm. Say less. Anyway, they all went home. Mm. They all fucked off home.
Yeah.
Took Bronte's hand, all for home. Cut to scene, next scene. Bronte's crying. Mm. Said, Harrison broke up with me. Bro, it's a mad thing. Broke up with me over text.
What, aren't they in the same
fam, dance? They're in the same thing. But he must have dipped out because he must have said to her, these men are saying we're fake. He's crazy, bro. These men are saying we're fake. I need to know you're in it. She said, big man, I'm in it.
She said,
I want your kids. I want to move to your city. Mm. I'm willing to do everything. He said, you're chatting shit, bro.
He said,
I'm not feeling it, Bronte. They're saying we're fake. Prove them wrong, bro. I'm here for you, Bronte. Prove them wrong, bro. She said, give me a you now, in the morning.
Wow, he's a manipulator.
Yeah, and he said, and then she got so stressed out. She was like, I want to go home. Yeah. Like, I can't handle this. He said, bro, you actually want to go home? You want to abandon me again?
Again?
We're done, bro. Fam, that's what he does. He pushes her to the edge to the point where she was like, I'd rather die than be in this conversation anymore. And he's like, wow, that's how I know you're not really real.
Yeah. He just uses
here for everything.
He uses that. Yeah, whatever she says.
He pushes her to the point where she can't take it.
Yeah.
As soon as she says, I have to leave, he's like, here we go again. Running away from me again, Bronte, I'm here. We're breaking the fuck up.
Jesus Christ, bro.
She was distraught. So that's where I'm at with the episode. I paused the episode there, went to sleep.
Okay, cool. Next couple, Rem.
Next couple.
Wow.
Tyler, Hugo?
Taylor and Hugo.
Yeah.
Brother. So in order to address this, anyway. we're gonna have to skirt.
I'm glad you said that because
we're gonna have to go all the way back.
Taylor, Hugo, Mafsa.
Cool. Yeah. Because the last time you spoke about them and you were saying how peak it was with their living conditions when they first moved in, you missed out when you're talking about where Hugo can sleep, which you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
He can sleep there. I thought you were going to elaborate and say the wardrobe that she was allowing him to have actually was the electrical cupboard.
Yeah, she said you could put your gums in the electrical cupboard.
Yeah.
But, right, I'm going to have to wheel it all the way back. Mm. So keep up with me.
I'm listening.
It all starts with Rupert.
Yeah.
Evelyn's man.
Yeah. So they're not there. They're not there.
Right, I'm going to put my foot down right now and say it. This guy is ops.
Okay.
He broke bro code in half, bro.
Snapped it.
And he's feeding everyone a lie.
Okay, on a Harrison thing, or worse.
Fam, not worse. He's just a bitch.
Yeah.
You'll find out. Okay. So, all the man then went on a night out, right?
Yeah.
This is what happened. All the man that went on a night out, everyone's get.
Yeah.
So, oh man, everyone on a night out, everyone's drunk. Apparently, Rupert butt dialed while they're in a club. Rupert
butt dialed in 23
on an iPhone with facial recognition.
Come on, bro.
Butt dialed Evelyn, like 3 or 4 times. During this butt dial, Evelyn overheard 2 husbands chatting shit about their wives. Firstly, I'm gonna come back to Rupert and Taylor. Hugo and Taylor.
Hugo too.
Dan was slagging off his wife Sandy.
Okay.
So a little bit of a jump from where I left Dan and Sandy. On their last commitment ceremony, they were cool, la-di-da, but she's like, I'm not getting anything physical from
him.
This is Dan and Sandy.
Okay.
I'm not getting nothing physical from him.
Okay.
Dan said, she's cool, but I don't find her physically attractive, bro.
Okay, Sandy's not the one that just wanted to bang all the time.
That's Melissa.
That was Melissa. Cool.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
What made Josh cry.
Yeah. Cool.
So Sandy's the Indian thing. She left the whole culture for this.
Yeah.
Brother.
So the one that did this at the ceremony.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm just not physically attracted to her right now, but we're building something.
Right now.
Yeah. Fam, the next morning he banged her. So they must have had an argument. Yeah, you know how it went. Yeah. They had an argument. And they must have been on a face-to-face thing. And he said the argument went from beef to lips into banging.
They would have
Calmed. Bro, they banged. Sandy wouldn't shut up about it the next day.
I bet.
She wouldn't shut up about it.
I bet.
But my man got PNC, bro. After that day, he wouldn't look at her. He was sleeping on the sofa. No. He was doing all sorts. So basically he's doing all this and then he's basically trying to say he's doing up me time for like 6 hours a day. And every time he comes home, she's like, bro, where you been? He's like, I've been at the gym, don't ask me questions. She's like, 6 hours? He's like, I like my me time. So she's like, cool, bro. So anyway, they're doing their thing. He's like, I'm really looking for someone who's a bit more like, has my lifestyle, a bit more active. Yeah, he said, I want someone who's more active. Like, we're so different. And she's like, it doesn't matter if we're different.
Yeah.
Your me time is your me time.
If you wanna
run, gym, beach, I don't need to be there, facts. Do that. And if I wanna read books and watch Bollywood movies, I'ma do that.
Facts.
And then we can spend time together outside of that.
Facts.
And he was like, you're not getting it, bro. So he was trying shit.
Yeah, he just wants to be.
And he was gaslighting her. He was gaslighting her because he was like, you're not making sense.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm making perfect sense.
Yeah.
And she had no one there to back her up. So anyway, that all happened. He banged her once, hasn't banged her again. She's getting upset. And bro, it's peak. And then basically all the boys went out. This butt dial happened and Evelyn overheard him chatting shit about her.
Okay. And thank you for the throwback content.
Necessary.
Thank you. I'm here now.
Nah, fam, he's on his phone showing pictures of his exes. saying, look how banging this girl is. To the boys, bro.
To the mandem.
This is my ex, like how banging she is. This is my other ex, like how banging she is. Sandy's just not my
just
type.
Just say you don't like Asians, bro. Just say facts, it. Just bro. Say you don't like Asians. Facts, what are we bro. Doing?
Be a man.
Facts.
Facts, bro. So anyway, he's slagging her off, slagging her off. Everyone's like, raw. And then Hugo, who's been like his wife, Taylor, has been treating him like shit. Absolute shit from day one, bro. Mm-hmm. Even because there's
they're
a...
Yeah, they're not on this thing. Yeah.
So there was even like a photo challenge where you rank your partner in comparison to all the other ones, right?
What were you saying last
week? So when they did it,
he
had enough, bro. So he got her picture and said, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Based on how you've treated me since the day we met, where would you place yourself in this list?
Hugo Taylor we're talking about now?
Hugo said that to Taylor.
Okay.
Where would you place yourself in this pengness list based on how you treated me? Okay. Where do you think I should put you? Okay. She put herself last. She was like, based on how I treated you, I put myself right here, last. And he said, I can't let you do that. I'll put you second to last. It was big dick energy. He'd had enough, bro. He'd had enough of her. Anyway, so when he was with the mandem, had a few drinks, he was like, I hate this bitch. I wish I had any other wife. She doesn't give me any respect. She doesn't let me sleep in the same bed. She doesn't let me talk to her. She won't touch, let me touch her. I can't stand her.
Is this the one that he said sleeping arrangements? He said, first night, I'm going to take the bed. And he's like, no, the whole thing. I'm taking the bed.
Yeah, fam. Yeah. She said, I'm taking the whole thing, sleep on a windowsill.
Mm.
Jesus. And so, man said, it's cold over there.
Yeah, he said, it's freezing.
It's cold.
Bro, it's nuts. So anyway.
Wow.
That's what happened. So now Dan's fucked.
Yeah.
Because Evelyn overheard him chatting shit.
Yep.
And now Hugo's fucked because Evelyn overheard him chatting shit.
Mm-hmm.
So Evelyn's ran over to, so she's run off to Sandy and be like, bro, I overheard Dan saying this, that, and the other. Sandy said, say less, fuck this guy. Beefed him about it. They went to the commitment ceremony and she was like, fuck him. He's a waste man. Dan was like, fairs. They both left.
Okay.
Yeah, they both left. He was going to leave anyway. He was leaving, bro.
Fam,
he's not
he
honest.
Was chatting the most.
Yeah.
To get out of it, fam, he was chatting the most. Okay. He kept saying, the ocean's calling me.
Bro, he was like, I've got a love of the ocean. She has eczema. She can't touch the ocean. He said, this bitch is allergic to water. I need the ocean. And the experts were like, big man. Sharp!
Chatting shit.
Who was Dan's thing again?
Sandy,
the Indian.
Oh, so Indian
girl.
Yeah, now.
I felt
so they're
for
gone
her,
now.
Damn. And who was the other one he said left?
And Taylor and Hugo.
Taylor and Hugo. Are they just jumped in and they've left already? You said they've left already? Taylor and Hugo?
No. Oh, no. But, okay. We're getting there. So obviously Hugo was chatting shit.
Yes.
He took full accountability.
Yes.
And was like, I'm sorry I was saying this stuff, but like, I was saying it because I was hurt. I was down bad, bro. She's been treating me like shit. And Taylor was like, I haven't treated you like anything. And every time he would say one word, she would jump in and be like, shut up, bro. You're chatting shit.
Listen,
you're a liar.
I can't be spoken to
like
that.
She literally said, shut your mouth. You don't get to speak. That's what she said. Shut up. You don't get to speak. And everyone had to jump in like, yo.
I would look at the producers. Get me off this show because I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Get me off this fucking show.
So she was like, yeah, shut up. You're a dickhead, you chat shit about me. But anyway, so as that's happening, he's trying to explain himself to the experts, like, bro, I'm sorry I did this. And they're like, you can't chat about your wife like that. I don't care if you're unloading stuff with your boys, you can't, because he called her a bitch. He's like, you can't call your wife stuff like that. And he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know about the butt dial. So Rupert was like, why are you saying butt dial like that? And then Harrison was like, you know damn well why you're saying butt dial like that, bro.
Facts.
Rupert got nervous, bro. And he's like, left, right.
Yeah, looking for help.
Yeah.
Someone help me.
He was like, there was a butt dial. And Evelyn's like, yeah, there was a butt dial. Don't you dare accuse my husband of being a liar. You're calling me a liar. Harrison's like, damn fucking straight, I'm calling you a liar.
Yeah.
How's there going to be a butt dial?
Yeah.
And I wish I was in that room. Because I'd have been like, Rupert, bro.
Yeah.
I like you, cuz, but you're a little snitch,
you're
bro.
You're a liar, bro.
What's going on? This is bro code stuff.
Facts.
You ran to your missus and told her. And then was definitely 100% what's happened. He's heard all this stuff. He skipped back to his paying ass missus and said, I've got some tea for you.
Facts.
And she was like, tell me immediately.
Facts.
And he said, whatever you say does not leave this room, bro. But Dan was doing up this because Evelyn's saying she knows Dan was showing pictures of his ex. How would you know
how
that on a butt
know
dial?
That? Yeah.
It's impossible, bro.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's run home. He's definitely told Evelyn, I've got some tea. I need to spill it. And she would have said, run me everything you have. And he would have been like, babe, Dan was doing this and Hugo was doing all of this. Mm. And she would have been like, first of all, I'm telling Sandy today.
Yeah,
facts. And he would have been like, I literally said he can't leave the room.
But she's my girl.
Yeah, she's my brethren. I'm not going to hear this and not say anything.
Facts.
He's a racist. I'm not just going to sit here with a racist. While he's living with my girl, I'm not going to do it. And he would have been like, all right, well, you're not throwing me under the bus.
Facts, not again.
You're not throwing me under here, bro. So we need to come up with a plan. Yeah. And she'll be like, let's just say you butt down me, bro.
Yeah.
Just say you butt down me
three or
four times and I heard the whole thing. I'll cover you. And you'll be like, babe, please, you have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's happened. Mm. So people think Rupert's ops.
Mm-hmm. Makes
a
sense.
Few man think he
it
is.
Makes sense, that's the why.
A couple man aren't speaking up when they really need to. Because everyone knows he's chatting shit.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the butt deal doesn't happen. But no one, apart from Harrison, I don't rate Harrison, but no one else in the group of men is willing to say like, hey man, it's bros before hoes, bro.
Yeah.
And
you
don't run to your wife and say, what's going on? You can confront brother.
Yeah.
In the group of men, if man them is saying all this shit about his wife, you can confront him and be like, big man, what you're doing is out of order. Mm. And if you're not going to go home and squash with your wife, I promise you I'll go tell her because you're being a piece of shit. Mm. But what you do not do is run to your wife.
Mm. Spill everything.
Spill everything that everyone's saying.
And just sit back.
Yeah. Because he could have said bear shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just saying what everyone else said.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a little bitch. I don't rate Rupert for
that.
There's rules to the game, bro. Mm. And even though these men are moving like assholes, it wasn't his job to run back to his missus and say what I said.
Facts.
And then say it was a butt dial. You're chat shit, bro.
There's no such thing as
one of you men can never run that to me.
There's no such thing as butt dial.
One of you men can never run that to me. Impossible. Butt dial. I say butt dial right now.
Right now.
I lie.
Do it right
now.
Do it right now.
Harrison said he tried four times. Harrison's like, that's funny because me and Bronte tried a butt dial thing four times yesterday.
Didn't work. Shock horror.
Literally didn't work. It's impossible. Yeah, Rupert's a waste man for that. Anyway, so Dan and Sandy are gone.
Yep.
Fam, Hugo was like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor was like, literally, whatever. So she was like, I'm leaving, by the way.
Mm.
He wrote stay, so they had to stay for one more week.
Yeah,
so they had to go to the retreat together. She didn't look at him in this retreat, but she was gripping Cam.
Mm-hmm.
She likes her some Cam, which doesn't make any sense, by the way.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Cameron.
She likes herself some Cameron, yeah?
Okay.
Because he's a little country bumpkin.
Okay.
And she's a little country ting as well.
Okay.
So she likes herself a country don.
Okay.
She's been up on him. And he's feeling her a little bit. Because when she was upset, he pulled her aside and said, give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug. It didn't make sense,
She pulled him to the side.
He pulled her to the side.
Wait, she was upset and he pulled her?
Yep.
It literally made no sense.
Fam.
None.
It was back out. The Cameron producer just caught it quick.
Who's
Lindell.
Facts.
Lindell.
The one with assisted five. So anyway, he's been gripped to Taylor, but it's come to Hugo said what he said. He's upset.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot to say. And when they're at the retreat, Taylor's done with him, by the way.
Okay.
But she hasn't told him. She's been lying to him to keep the peace.
To Hugo. Okay.
She's used to saying, we're cool. I forgive you, He's like, really? And she's like, yeah, we're cool.
Even though she knows she's going.
Oh, she knows for a fact.
Yeah.
She'll literally run straight to the camera and be like, oh, fuck him. Like, nah. It's talked. No way.
Yeah.
So she'll go. So she'll chat to him, and then she got a tipsy one night. Mm. So I run to the gal and was like, bearing in mind, she doesn't want to be touched by him. And when, from day one, she's like, don't touch me. I take a long time to warm up, and I'm not a very physical person. I just don't want to be touched, if you can respect that. He was like, oh, of course I can respect that. Some people don't like to be touched. Fam, she had a couple wines in her. She thought she was alone with the girls. She was like, me and my ex, he will bang me every day. I need it every day. And she's like, raw, so why did you break up? And she was like, break up? He texted me this morning. Said we should do some phone sex ting.
No.
And I'm horny, bro.
No.
Hugo was sat two benches away.
Yeah, fam.
No.
She didn't think that she was just talking to the girls, fam. She knew where Hugo was sat. Where he was sat.
She didn't care, bro.
He was just over there. A couple meters, whatever. He was just there.
She didn't care. He was upset,
no
Fuad.
Fucking shit. How are we letting this run?
Bro. So he tried to pull her up later on in the week and was like.
Later on in the week?
Fam. Yeah. He's scared of her, Fuad. He's terrified of her, bro. So anyway, at the last night, he was like, before we wrap this whole thing up, in front of everyone, he was like, I need to understand why I'm going for this X thing. She was like, X thing? She was like, yeah, with the sexting and all this. Sexting? What are you accusing me of?
He's playing dumb.
He tried to say one more word. She said, shut up. In front You're of doing
everyone.
It again.
In front of everyone.
In front of everyone. Shut up.
I'm walking off the show.
Oh, facts,
I'm
bro.
Walking off the show. So next, this is my reputation.
Yeah, fam. Next day was the dinner party. He was like getting dressed. They slept separately. He was getting dressed and he was like, I just hope we can squash it. Like, I hope we can go there tonight.
To the camera or to her?
To camera. I hope we can squash it. I'm going to meet her there tonight, offer a drink, and I just hope it's calm, bro. Mm. Because I don't want to fight anymore. I want my wife. Mm. I don't want to fight anymore. I want peace and I want love and I want my wife. Yeah. Fam, she dipped. She's not on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She texts Claire like, Claire, nice to meet you. I'm back at yard. Fuck this experiment and fuck Hugo.
Man didn't go. She didn't go to the dinner.
She didn't tell him he was going.
Man was doing a suit and tie.
He skipped in there, like complimenting everyone. Like, you look paying. Bang gang eight, and there was like, oh, where's Taylor? They knew where she was. Like, where's Taylor? I was like, oh, we slept separately. Obviously, you saw a bit of beef. We slept separately, but I'm waiting for her to come so we can like squash it up. And then, yeah, bro, she's dipped. So Claire was like, let me have a word, fam. So yeah, Claire pulled him to the side and was like, fam, I'm not gonna lie to you, your wife dipped. Your wife dipped ages ago.
That, there must be some sort of like waiver these man signed, like any emotional damage you man retrieve on this show, that's not my business.
Yeah.
Do you know what
facts,
I mean?
Facts.
Because that's emotional damage.
Yeah, facts, right?
Emotional damage.
So that's when I've literally paused the show right there. So right now the source is Harrison broke up with Bronte, and he still rocked up to the dinner party.
Yeah.
Because he said, we're married. Yeah. He said, we're boys, but we're still married. So I'm going to do my part. Damn. And Hugo's just found out his wife dipped. Yeah. That's what's happening right now. End scene. Damn. We'll figure out while going next week.
Damn, okay. I'm interested. As every time you do a recap, it gets juicier and juicier and juicier.
It's good.
It's good.
It's obviously because you're watching in bulk as well.
It's good.
Say less. Okay.
Right. So you had a question for me.
I do have a question for you. And I saw this question, I believe, on Instagram maybe or Twitter. So I don't want to get like the props for it. But I'm going to ask you the question anyway. It was a video and it said, would you rather fight a chicken every time you got into your car? Oh,
God.
Or fight a lion once every year?
Chicken.
You get in your car. Multiple times a day. Every day.
Yeah. It would be the worst thing ever. But it will increase my health because I'll just start walking places. Like, how bad do I need this car, bro? So I'll drive less.
Yeah.
A lion.
Yeah.
I won't make it past the first fight. A lion.
Once a year, though. Once a year.
Once done. It will kill me, bro. What are we talking about? I'm dead.
You don't have to fight to the death. You just have to square up.
It will kill me on one swipe.
Unless you dodge it. You're fighting chickens every day, 3-4 times a day.
I'd hate it. I would hate it, but I know I'm winning 10 times out of 10. I'm coming out with battle scars.
Bro, and chickens trauma. Flat.
They do.
As soon as you open that door,
I'll scream. Every single time I'm in my car, I'll scream. But a lion will kill me. A lion will kill me so easily. About dodge it.
Yeah.
That's not a fight, is it? It's not a swing once I dodge and I'm like, that's my fight for the year.
Yeah.
No. Let's say do something.
Damn.
Yeah, fair, so fair. Fam, what are you picking?
Oh, I'll pick a chicken all day, every day. All day, every day. I'll be livid.
Yeah, facts.
Because I wouldn't, the thing with the chicken, right, it would probably surprise me every single time I open the car door.
Oh,
because there'll be
bro.
Times I'm in a rush and I forget.
Yeah.
I'm in a rush, I'm late for something, and I open the door and there's just a chicken ready.
Going crazy, bro.
Just going crazy, jumping up about on all different seats. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
You have to deal with it.
I'll slam the car door.
I'll punch it in his chest every day. Square in his chest, bro. I'll snap his wishbone. I can't, because I'm not going to try and grab it. I can't deal with stuff like that.
Well, you leave the carcass in the car.
Oh, facts, bro. As soon as it's flapping, I would just be like, yeah. And as soon as I can see my shot,
you dead.
Whack.
I just let him. Just,
and it will sit down, be like, oh, God. And then I'll be sat there.
Imagine you leave it, you start driving, it starts twitching.
No, it starts twitching again, it comes back to life. Nah, bro.
Oh my God. Oh, fuck it, I couldn't fight a chicken.
Yeah, I couldn't fight a chicken. I'm just going to start walking, bro. Walking and bussing.
Ellis, who would you choose? Bussing, you know, you couldn't catch me. Ellis, what would you do?
If
Be the chicken as well, man.
You fight a chicken.
They can scrap that. I used to have chickens. They can scrap.
Jesus, I know they can. Yeah, they, I don't know things, but they just look like. But they're just on stuff.
Yeah, it's all what James said. It. You're not making it past the a line.
The facts, first four.
That's not happening. So yeah, chicken.
Reb?
Chicken. Chicken. I'm not fighting it. Yeah, I'm not fighting a lion, bro. You're not surviving that.
Yeah, no one's surviving.
No one's surviving that. So
the thought of, because you man get, well, I know you get in your car multiple times a day, every day.
So I'm telling you, bro. And then, like you said, I will forget most days.
Yeah, facts.
Especially
bro.
When I'm rushing around, I will jump in and just the flaps. Oh my
that
god.
That would make my heart beat, James.
PTSD, bro. Every day.
And then once sometimes you come in your car, not even to drive off, because you're looking for something.
Imagine
you just open, even if you open the boot,
where
are
my AirPods, bro? And it's just chicken. Oh,
because you've not opened it in ages, the shit everywhere.
Yeah, and the thing is, sometimes it will get good to me and I'll rock it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, fuck yeah,
yeah, this is
and
easy.
Then I get in the next day. Oh, and it's just drama. I'm missing punches.
Yeah, fam, it's Peter Griffin and the chicken all over again.
I'll be livid.
Oh, fuck it out. That's jokes.
Yeah,
less.
All right, gang,
that was the question. Let's do. Tweets of the week. I'ma kick it off. Let me give you the imagery first, right?
Okay.
Before I say the tweet. So there's a guy tapping a girl on the shoulder and they're both naked.
Okay.
You tried your best, but it was too much teeth. The Uber's outside.
Raw. Fam, I felt some teeth in my day.
How about we all?
I felt some teeth in my day.
How about we all?
Wow. Fam, this one sweeted me. If it's throbbing inside of you, move. If it's throbbing inside of you, move, bro. I'm nutting in there. Move, bro. Yeah. Emergency stations.
Yeah.
Move, bro, because I'm not moving.
Yeah. You don't gotta put your phone on do not disturb around me, baby. I know you're a rental.
A rental.
I know
you've got a girl at home.
I know you're a rental.
Wow. Yeah. Girls say horrible, outlandish, factual stuff. Factual stuff.
I know you're
I could be confronted with stuff like that.
Facts,
I know you're
bro.
A rental. Because you'd want to keep the lie going.
Yeah.
What are you on about? That's crazy. Fam, this one sweeted me. I love myself, but I'm still getting a BBL. I love myself. I'm still getting a BBL.
Oh, my days,
I want
bro.
Cheeks, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's all there was in LA.
Oh, facts,
that's
bro.
All there was in LA.
BBLs everywhere in LA.
Everywhere. All right. I'm a straight man, but when I touch drugs, I turn bi and some of my boys look tasty.
Nah. Raw. Raw.
Some of my boys look tasty.
That's crazy, bro. That's actually mad. Jesus. Fam, this was me from ages 6 to like 13. Fam, okay. This is it. You ever just be chilling and randomly check if you have superpowers? Bro?
Who didn't, bro?
Who didn't?
Who? Dragon Ball Z era?
Oh,
who? I was Kamehameha in the mirror all the time.
I'm sure I used to feel the pressure
the
in my hands.
Yeah.
And I'll be there like.
Because what I would do is I'd get my sister to push and I'd pull like this. So you know when you get that bounce thing? Yeah, I would do like this and then go, bro.
Yeah, bro.
All the time.
I'd get my sister to do this.
Bro, you know them
bro.
Things.
I used to think I had telekinesis sometimes. Sometimes I'd just be staring at a glass of water and just be like.
This, I know this bitch's gonna move.
Fam,
it's
gonna come. Wait. And you can just feel it and you're like.
You're just there like 11.
Facts, come to me, bro.
Yeah. All right. Dudes be trying to bend you all crazy during sex. Like, calm down before I fart.
To be fair, if I was a ting, I'll be popping nonstop.
Brother,
you can't grab my ankles and go like this.
Yeah, that's too much freedom.
Yeah.
That's too much freedom.
Fam, you can't be backshotting me and saying, open the cheeks. Of course I'm popping, bro. Of course I'm popping, bro.
Cheeks, I'm gonna fart.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know how girls can grip their
bro,
cheeks open like that.
I don't know.
I'm popping, bro.
Girls are a different breed.
They are.
They
girls
literally
need
are.
Flowers. For what we put them through, flowers
they
and
do.
Ones.
Yeah.
Bro.
Ones, yeah.
Wow, legs behind head.
Facts, bro. And they just firm.
Firm everything.
They just firm.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, literally.
Firm?
Literally.
No cap. I used to... No cap. I used to eat the Barbie doll's coochie when I was younger. Bro.
That's disgusting.
Bam. This tiny little thing.
No cap.
No cap, bro.
I used to eat my Barbie doll's coochie when I was younger.
That's wild,
that's,
bro.
That's, oh.
That's wild.
God, that is wild. Fingers were inside me last night, but they don't work to text me back today. The absolute cheek. The absolute cheek.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, girls go through it, bro.
They do. They really do.
Oh, they that's really, funny. Really do. Fam? This is how we know. Girls love horror stuff.
Okay.
Him. She's always on her phone. I wonder who she's talking to.
Yeah.
Me. Googles, did Jeffrey Dahmer use seasonings?
I've seen that one.
Bro.
Hilarious.
Girls love serial killer shit.
Hilarious. They live for it. Did Jeffrey Dahmer use seasoning?
Oh, God.
All right. They were really calling ugly girls grenades on Jersey Shore. That lingo was sick as hell.
Bro. Grenades. Do you remember? Bro.
Jersey Shore. This was like circa, what, 2010?
Something like that.
2009, 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
What a reality TV show.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro.
If you weren't watching Jersey Shore, you weren't on stuff.
Fam.
Grenades.
Grenades. Paulie D, bro.
Fats.
Grenade whistle.
Yeah.
It's the grenade whistle.
That's so peak.
So peak, such a good show. Bro.
Such a good show.
Fam, this one's random. Fam, the baby mamas is outside. I repeat, el bebé madres está afuera. Oh my days.
That Spanish took me.
Fam.
That Spanish took me.
Está afuera. That's jokes.
Oh, that is jokes. That is jokes. One time I was on a date in high school and I got pulled over by a police. Oh, sorry. I got pulled over and the police officer let me off with a warning, but fined my date $100 because she was only 5'8". And by law, she was supposed to be in the booster seat. And I honestly think about this a lot.
5'8" is booster seat?
4'8", sorry. Did I say 5'8"?
Yeah.
4'8", 4'8".
4'8".
She needs to be in a booster seat. She got fined.
That's your girl. Wow, yeah. I'd have to lock it from there.
Oh, rags.
Because I'm not dealing with fines every day. Facts. And I'm not watching my girl in a booster seat.
Facts.
I'm not a nonce, my guy.
Facts.
I want an adult relationship.
Facts.
I'm sorry you're that short.
Facts. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I'm not on it.
Yeah.
I'm not on it.
Wow. Fam, this one's funny. Bro, my car just got declined while buying a homeless person a McChicken. And he laughed at me. This guy said, sit out here with me. Somebody's going to come through for us.
Oh my God. That is a different type of embarrassment.
I'll choke him.
I wouldn't want to touch it, but I'd want to choke him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to touch him. He will inject me with something.
Oh, facts.
He will inject me with something.
Wow. Come sit out here with me. Wow, we can't afford a McChicken. Come sit out here with me.
Nah, you're silly because you should have known your bank balance was slim.
You need to know what's going on.
You need to know what the transactions are saying before you're doing up lardy dozing. Oh my days, that's hilarious.
That's one thing, one resolution I'm moving forward for the rest of the year.
Mm.
I need to check my bank balance every day.
Mm.
I never check it.
I don't check mine as often, but I've told you recently I've got the notification. So every time money goes in or money comes out, it pops up on my phone. So I know
what I'm spending.
But I should be checking
mine. I need to check my balance every day. Mm. When we was on holiday, Jay said something that was profound.
Mm.
Man said, I'm out here checking Instagram every day and I don't even know how much money's in my account. I was like, rah, facts.
Facts.
I go sometimes over a week without checking my account.
Facts, bro.
Sometimes two.
Facts, bro. I don't, yeah. Facts.
Yeah. I don't know what's in there.
Facts.
And sometimes, I say sometimes, these days, most of the time, I'm shocked when I open it.
Yeah.
So stuff's been coming out. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I need to be on top of it. Every Same. Day, I need to know Same. How much is in there.
Same.
This is my last one. Fam, I'm a 90s kid. Mm-hmm. No, you're a 30-year-old man. Bro, I'm a 90s baby. You're a 30-year-old man.
Yeah. Plot twist. Plot twist.
Huge plot twist.
My boyfriend has an 8-inch dick and it doesn't even feel good. It just hurts. Only reason when I'm with him is because he has money. I'm cheating on him with an average ex. He actually knows how to please me.
What's he supposed to do? So what, he's caked and he has a massive dick.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck this guy.
That hurts.
Give me the cake. That hurts. Yeah. I need someone who could actually please me. Or knows how to actually please me. That's out of order.
That is out of order. I've got a few more.
All right, go on.
My daughter turned 4 yesterday, but since money a little funny, we didn't tell her.
Oh my God.
Facts, she won't know.
She'll skip to 5.
Yeah, facts.
She won't have a clue.
She'll be rattled.
She just won't be able to wait for her birthday.
Facts.
Oh, that's horrible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Jesus. Money a little funny.
Yeah. So we just didn't tell her. They would have blocked all the presents coming through the doors and everything.
That's out of order.
That's jokes. Blocking my number knowing I have your address is crazy to me.
That's the definition of my worst fear. You're defining my fear. I'll be through, fam? Is this like, literally, if I was like talking to a ting and she happened to have my address and I just blocked her, this is what I don't block people because I can't, I'll be looking through the drapes every day.
That would incite malice in their heart.
Because if the door knocks and I don't know who it is, I'm terrified.
That's jokes. I'll never forget the time my girlfriend blocked me for being a thot and I was calling and texting her from different numbers and she still wouldn't answer. So I came up with the idea to wait a little while and text her and say, I'm coming to you as a woman and I've been fucking with Dooney for a minute now and I'm 6 months pregnant. I don't want to talk through I don't want to talk through text. So can you call me? Man, she called that number so fast only for her to hear me scream on the other end. Baby, please. Baby, please.
Swear.
Last one. Yesterday, I asked my kindergartner what she did in school and she said nothing. Then later I went on Instagram and a teacher had her posted up with a crocodile.
Oh my God. Bro, that's nuts.
Had a picture of her with a crocodile. Oh babe, what did you do in school today? Nothing.
Literally nothing.
I couldn't see my baby holding a crocodile.
No.
On my teacher's Instagram.
Facts.
Someone's getting fined.
First of all, why was her first point of call to go to the teacher's Instagram?
Fuck.
What kind of school is this?
Fuck knows. But yeah, that
was awesome, guys. Thank you very, very, very much for hanging with us today.
Yes,
that was a good one. I'm trying to make these maths of recaps as short as possible, but I can't help it.
Yeah, they're juice.
So this is why there's chapters, bro. There's too much juice. This is why chapters, if you don't like it, skip it.
Skip them.
But also,
don't. Skip them.
Yeah, facts. Also don't, because it's saucy.
Yeah. You're missing out.
But anyway, guys, as always, if you want to watch more, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. And without any further ado, love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.